ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord, so February, let me start. How many of us realize that January just... We are left with 11 months. Like people we say around here, God forbid that you should be holding someone. I promise the person end of. It's just like that. So, why am I starting my message from there this morning? This is the year of our rich fulfillment. But 1 month is gone. God is still the same God. His word is true from the beginning. And you know, January, as if many people are just trying to taxi, get themselves together. Hey, February is here. Let's get going. Let's keep digging the word. But I want to start this morning by saying to you, just an encouragement. The word of God is not logic. It's not a philosophical fable. It says, so shall my word, Isaiah that we read from, so shall my word, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Isaiah 55, I think verse 10, before he now said what the word for this month is, that you will be led out in peace. He says, so shall my word. I want someone to help me. Can you give it to us in the Amplified Translation? He said, for as the rain and snow come down from the heavens and return not there again, but water the heart and make it bring forth and sprout. So the word of God has been sent to us. Psalm 66, again. We may have had experiences in the past years. He said, you've caused men to ride over us, you've been beating about, but hey, you have brought us into a place of rich fulfillment, a place of safety, a well-watered place. Those are translations. A worthy place. That is the word of the Lord to us. But he said, this word shall not return. It shall not return unto him void of power. When God sends his word, it has a purpose. When God sends his word, he backs it up with power for accomplishment. So he said, it shall accomplish that which I please. So I declare to you again, this is the year of your rich fulfillment. Amen. He said, and it shall prosper. It shall prosper, not diminish. It shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. I don't know where you have the word. Maybe your health, your business, your career path, maybe your walk with God. He said, it shall prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper. So the word of God is not logic. No, don't say it is January or January has gone. I've not even seen anything. No. If the cloud be full, they emptied themselves of rain. You have to generate that cloud. And how do you generate? By keeping the word. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and you shall observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. So the word of God is not logic. It's not cunningly devised fables. This is the word of power. The same word that created the heavens and the earth is the same word. The same word that raised Jesus from the dead is the same word. The same word that gave us salvation. The same word that gave us entrance into the riches of his glory. That's the same word. It said, it shall not return unto him void or less of power. It shall accomplish. So God's intention concerning his word towards you this year is for that word to prosper you and not to harm you. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 says. It said, the thoughts that I think towards you are thoughts of good and peace. They are taught not to harm you, NIV, I believe, says it, but to prosper you. One translation says to give you, to bring you to a place of your desired end. So please, the word of God is more intelligent than what our minds can hold. The word of God is more intelligent than what our minds can hold. A lot of the times this day, I'm beginning to meet people. And they say, okay, you just asked us to believe the word, believe the word, believe the word. But for how long are we going to stay believing the word? I say, as long as you can see the sun and the rain. The word of God, it prospers. So it also has a process. I realize this day, it's just like if you are a woman, you are trusting for the fruit of the womb, and then you have the seed deposit, and you realize that you are pregnant, with so much excitement, you want to see the baby, Abby, that is hidden. But there is nothing you can do to quicken the EDD. And if you do anything to do that, you give birth to a premature. And when you give birth to something that is premature, you need extra care for it to stay alive. But when the thing comes to a full time, you can see the baby, you can sustain it, you can see how the baby grow right before your eyes. If you want an enduring testimony, you must stay on the word of God. I'm not doubting it. There are many things people do these days to get things themselves sorted out. But hey, I read a book years ago. It said, and the author, the book is titled An Enemy Called Average. Said, and the author made this proclamation that a lot of people are looking for shortcut to success, which is otherwise called overnight success. And he said that the truth is, if you're looking for an overnight success, get ready to spend 10 years. So whatever it is that we're doing, let's stay on the word. As someone say, oh, I can't stay. I stayed on the word last year, and it hasn't really worked for me. Still stay on the word. What does a chicken do in order to give birth to a new life? It broods on the egg. If the chicken leaves that place of brooding, it may lose the necessary temperature, and then it may not be able to give birth to a new life. So life is spiritual than being just a physical entity. A lot of people don't understand that, and believers must understand it. Life is spiritual. I'm not saying that in the notion that I want to scare you about anything. No, this life is just spiritual. Everything you see, it's a proof that it has existed in the spiritual. Everything you see physically. So, in that way, you have to be linked. You are a spirit being. I've said that severally. You are essentially a spirit being. So, you are not body. So that you are just reacting to things around you. No, you are not mind. You are essentially a spirit being. You have a soul and you live in a body. So, take time, I said that last week, to grow your spirit man. You give it food. You give it food. This morning you've had your bath to take care of your body. You nourish your body with cream and all the necessary things. And then this morning, some of us have woken up early to read. So you have nourished your mind. And then you also pay attention to the growth of your spirit, such that you don't lose it to the physical circumstances each day. We just talked about Nigeria. Some of us see a greater Nigeria. And the interesting thing about this scene, and I'm happy because it's the scripture. Some of us, maybe largely people in this room, maybe we can see it, but a lot of people who are older, they can't see it. And the good thing for those of us who are parents here, you find out that your kids are even more positive about Nigeria than you do. So you must see. And it takes eyes to see. And the reason why we are seeing is that there is a great outpouring of God's Spirit. And he said, young men shall see. 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 So, your testimony as we go through this second leg of rich fulfillment is that you will be led forth with joy. Amen. You'll be led forth with peace. The situation around you, you will see change in the name of the Lord Jesus. But please, let us not reduce the potency of God's word through our logic or reason. We can't do that. Our faith in God will be enhanced when we increase in knowledge of who this God is. Faith begins where the will of God is known. The will of God is his word. And so we read it in Isaiah 55. It says, so shall my word. And God also establishing this rule in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. He said, my own people, not the world, my own people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we need to increase, grow in grace, 2 Peter 3:18, and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to increase in knowledge. We need to increase. You can't reduce your faith walk to just what you hear. Panadol, is it? What do they call? Daraprim. You can't reduce that. That shot, Sunday shot, is not enough. But hey, you can build your life on this word. The prescription is real. And if it's not working, increase the dose. Increase the dose. Increase the dose. Consult your physician. And then increase the dose. The grass will wither. So that situation will give way. It's that the flower will fade. But at the end of the day, you'll be strong, agile, healthy. It's that the word of our God will live and abide forever. Wherever area of your life, marriage, work, business, get the dosage. The prescription is right there. It's there. It's a man shall not live by bread alone. There's a place for bread, but hey, there's a place for every word that comes from the mouth of God. There's a place for that. You must not live by bread alone. Things are changing fast around us. But the word of God is still remain the same. So please understand that. For a soul to be without knowledge, that's what Proverbs 19:2 says. It is not good. So you have to increase in the knowledge of God. You have to. God must translate. I just have this burden for believers now. God must translate from the person you heard people say he is to who you know that he is. A lot of people build their experiences. My pastor said, my bishop said, my overseer said. No. Know this God for yourself. Job said, I have seen you by hearing of here. He said, but now I see you with my eye. 1 John says, that which we have seen, that which we have touched, that which we have handled. He said, concerning the word of life. Hey, let the word become flesh in your life this year. Let it become. And when the word becomes flesh, you move into the neighborhood. Let it become flesh. In other words, give him the room. Some of us, a lot of us, we probably need to make adjustment. That's what the word of God does. It challenges you. It nourishes your life. It multiplies your life. You need to make the adjustment. Make it for your own good. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So it's not vain thing. It's our life. It's not logic. It's our life. It's not philosophy. It's our life. And we need to put premium on it. First thing first. The word. Every other thing becomes secondary. You see, if you can get the word, decision making in life becomes very easy. If you can get the word, I don't know what I want to do, becomes a thing of the past. If you can get the word, you will consistently know the will of God for your life. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible talks about something, and I love the word the Bible used. It said, by faith, we understand that the words, cosmos, systems, words, family. I mean, that's why you say words, family, business, life in and out of the city. The words were framed. That's the word that I love. Were framed, constructed. So each and every one of us, we are the architect of our own world. Whatever you want to see, frame it with the word of God. Why? Life is spiritual. So that you can understand that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. A lot of the time, a lot of people are carnal. They can easily flow with what they can see, what they can touch, what they can taste, what they can smell. It's very easy. Because that's human nature. We are all comfortable with what we can relate with. But hey, the adventure of the spirit demands faith. You put your trust in the invisible. I'm coming back to my statement, which I've made for years. Coming to a position where you say to yourself, God can never mismanage my life. It's as good as that. You have a business running and things are not working. Come to that point where you say, God can never mismanage my life. You have a career path running and things are not running according to your game. Hey, come to that point where you say, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. You are charting an academic path for yourself and it's as if everything is cloudy. Hey, the light of God shines in darkness and darkness cannot overcome it. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So, their word were framed. And verse 6 says, without faith, without absolute trust in the invisible. Give it to us in Amplified and let's see what it says. For without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory. I don't know how they make report card these days. But if you have report card from some of our schools back then, you see it, poor, satisfactory, very satisfactory. And then you have excellent. So, without faith, it is impossible. Because God doesn't respond to crying. Except crying is done in faith. You know, sometimes you are faced with situation and you are praying, and without controlling it, tears are falling. It's faith. And because God sees tears. But if you are crying and you are saying, God, I don't understand why my own life is like this, you are not getting things done. You are whining. You are not praying. So without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever, I just love God. He's not a respectable person. Whoever, if it is possible that God can reason, if a God come and God can make good meaning out of their life, God falls into category of whoever. For whoever would come near to God must of a necessity believe that God exists. It's not existed. It's a present continuous thing. It's active in our lives today. Exists. And then is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. I don't know about you. All other ground are sifting sand. I don't know about you, whether you have all plan B. I don't. If God doesn't come true to me, I'm gone. Without him, I can do nothing. And that's the responsibility of our faith. You know, people can figure things out in their mind. Please let me say this, I am as confused as any other person. But I know that when I stared upon him, his light dawns in my darkness. And when his light shines, darkness cannot. I mean, if we switch off this light now, and there is darkness all over this place, when we turn on the switch, darkness doesn't say, I don't want to go. Darkness doesn't say, oh, this is my habitation. No. As soon as the switch is on, every trace of darkness disappears. The switch of God's word. Hey, whether you, I don't know if you have thought about it, but this is the same word that framed the heaven and the earth. So, let me leave that. Let me go to the other part, which is our message. I'm trying to finish this message, but I guess it's going to be a continuous message about vision. Vision. Let me do a quick recap. We've agreed that, or we've said, is the ability to see, possess, and engage the faculty of sight, observation, and perception. The ability to see. So you see it, you possess it, you engage the faculty of sight, or maybe I should change the word to insight, because you have to see it inside you. And then observation and perception, intuition. So is the ability to see and think about the future, engaging your imagination. Proverbs 29:18 is a principle of God, principle of visioning. Where there is no vision, where there is no revelation of God, people cast off restraint. But happy is the one who keeps the law of God. Where there is no vision in a business, people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision in a family, people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision for a career path, people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision for a church, people cast off restraint. In other words, they don't make good judgment. And then last week we were saying, when we use the word vision, there are synonyms. And those synonyms, I want to go over them again. One is leadership. Secondly, organization. Thirdly, direction. Fourthly, creativity, invention, innovation, inspiration, intuition, perception, breadth of view, foresight, insight, farsightedness, discernment, awareness, penetration, shrewdness, sharpness. Hey, if you look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, these are what he gives you. In John chapter 14, verse 26, in the Amplified Translation, can we read it? John 14, verse 26. He said, when the helper, no, Amplified. I want us to see the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amplified, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amplified, please. Can you see? But the Comforter, who is what? Our Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby. So the Holy Spirit is not just for you and I to speak with other tongues. It gives us the capacity to live life to the full. So when we're talking about vision, we're talking about leadership. Leadership needs strength. Leadership needs help. Organization, direction, creativity. So it takes the Holy Spirit to give you insight. It takes the Holy Spirit to paint the picture of the future before that future comes. It takes the Holy Spirit to bring the future into your present circumstances. So the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in the name of the Lord Jesus, is here to represent him in our lives. The Holy Spirit is not just an experience within a tent or a church building. The Holy Spirit is a long life experience. So it's a seal until the day you are taken out of this world. Is your standby. Is your strengthener. It's the one who is with you. It gives you capacity to see. If you are not seeing today, it means you have not activated his power in your life, which I'm encouraging. Let us activate it. It's more than speaking in other tongues. That's just the doorway into the works of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He's our teacher. And everyone in business will recognize that you need the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 48, 17, he said, is the Lord God our Redeemer, the one who teaches us to profit, the one who leads us in the way that we should go. So where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. And then we brought it back home that for us in the lighthouse, our passion is leading people to love God. That's the vision of this house. Lead people to love God. That's first. And then in loving God, they become devoted followers of Jesus. Not devoted followers of a church or denomination. Devoted followers. In other words, they are daily growing into the image, the person of the Lord Jesus. So we lead people to love God. We become devoted followers of Christ. And through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, we live our life as salt and light in our world. I came across something in Matthew 5, 16 this past week. I've quoted it in different dimensions, but I realized that I didn't look at it closely. He said, you are the salt of the earth, but now the light of the world. So heart means you have authority at three levels. Yeah. In heaven, here on earth, under the earth. Word means systems. So wherever you are the light, the example, the living legend, the pace setter. So we control things in heaven, here on earth, under the earth, by reason of our union with Christ. So we are the salt of the earth. And then we are the light of the world. We are like a city. So say with me again this morning, I am lighthouse. A city set upon the hill. That cannot be hidden. I thank you for confessing that with me. I'm a lighthouse. People see my life and gain direction. They see my life and they gain stability in their own lives. Out of my own light, they see light. We are the salt of the earth. And all of us, I don't know how many of us are in this room this morning, if we have to cook lunch for everybody. We can't say the number of people here is the number of cups. The number of cups of salt we apply. So one cup of salt for each person. No. So it's not in the amount of the many, the salt, how do you put it? It's not in the multitude. Salt just needs a pinch. That's why it's called a pinch. A pinch of salt. Because by the time you use one cup, in fact, you can't use one cup.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,